Tonight's going to be a little different than what you're used to when you have a speaker. I am by no means an expert when it comes to agriculture and food production, but I know a lot of people that are, and I learn from them daily. I'm simply here to share with you how I feel things are heading for agriculture. I travel the country and cover every single topic that could be a help or a hindrance to the farming profession. Today, we're also going to look back at agriculture's past and learn what can help us move forward to be better farmers, communicators, and neighbors. Throughout my life, I have seen the best and worst of agriculture. I was born on my dad and grandpa's dairy farm in Ohio, and I recall two things very vividly. I'll never forget bottle feeding calves in my size 1 boots, and seeing my dad's arm in the backside of a cow all the way to his shoulder. It's quite a way to learn about the birds and the bees. I should say I remember three things vividly. I also recall the dairy farm and my family falling apart before my very eyes in the mid-1980s. Land values plummeted, as did the markets, and in an industry that worked on thin margins as it was, my family's farm was one of many that didn't survive. I saw my parents at their worst, and it still hurts when I think about being 8 and having to say goodbye to my birthday present from just 3 years earlier, a Dalmatian named Sparky, because we couldn't afford to feed her. Although the farm didn't survive, nor did my parents' or grandparents' marriage, I did. And how crazy is it that even after seeing all of that happen, I still have an urge deep inside my gut to be a part of this farming community. I tell you all that to let you know that I love what I do now. I'm a drum beater for agriculture, and I want to see farmers succeed and not go through what my family had to go through all those years ago. What I do as a farm broadcaster is the next best thing to farming. I get to meet all of you and hear your stories and then tell your stories to thousands of people every day on the radio and through my articles. I take pride in that, and I hope that I represent you in a way that you're proud of.